Federal agencies could get a 2% bump for their technology spending accounts in fiscal 2016. The president's annual budget request to Congress is trying to make the case that after years of small IT increases, it's time to spend more to get bigger long-term savings. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details and analysis of the 2016 IT budget request. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so the IT budget up by 2%, how much is that and why is it going up?
Right, the federal budget, IT budget is going to be proposed at $86.4 billion. Now that's up from $84.1 billion this year and $81.8 billion in 2014. So as you can see, it's a $2 billion increase year over year, but about $5 billion from 2014 to 2016. So that's quite a bit. Now, what you're looking at is if you look about when this administration began, Tom, was about $71 billion. They had cut it back, it had dropped a little bit, had bumped up a little bit. So this is actually a fairly big increase over the last 5 or 6 years. The Defense Department and the civilian agencies would almost split this, not quite evenly, but both would get a little bit of a bump. DOD's IT budget would go up to $37.3 billion, up from $36.2 billion, so just about $1 billion more. Civilian agencies overall would see about a $2 billion increase, going to $49 billion from $47.9 billion. The White House says the annual growth rate for IT is actually down to 1.5% annually. This is compared to the Bush administration, which saw an annual IT spending increase of about 7.1%. But Lisa Schlosser is the acting federal CIO, and she says the IT budget is focused on three areas: driving value in IT, continuing to protect IT assets, so cybersecurity, and delivering world-class digital services to improve how agencies serve citizens. She says all three of these areas account for the increase in the IT budget request for 2016.
We're also investing in areas where agencies can make an investment now to actually get to longer-term efficiencies and cost savings. So, for example, Department of Labor is modernizing its entire infrastructure with modern technology to be able to better manage the critical statistical data that that they provide to the and support the national economy. State Department's investing in modernizing systems that support their visa and passport processing. So those are kind of two of the examples that we're investing in as strategic type of programs.
Now, Schlosser was part of a conference call with reporters yesterday detailing the president's IT and management requests. The administration also is asking for about a 10% increase in cybersecurity spending to about $14 billion. Of that, about $5.5 billion are going to the Defense Department, which and they're asking actually for about a $400 million increase in cybersecurity spending. The breakdown of where the other, you know, $9 billion goes is not very clear. We do know a couple things, like the Homeland Security Department, we get about $102 million for cyber efforts to better protect federal networks and data. Now, the other thing that's interesting that popped up, Tom, is Obama's requesting $16 million for e-government initiatives, specifically supporting open data programs under the Federal Citizen Services Fund. Now, this is a fund that GSA runs. It also is the new fund that was merged with that traditional e-government fund starting just this year in 2015. So it's interesting that after years and years of begging for money for the e-government fund, they just basically said, all right, we're going to merge it with this other fund, and hopefully Congress will not pay attention to the fact that they haven't funded e-government very well over the last decade. In all, that Federal Citizen Services Fund is requesting $58 million, $16 million again for open data, $8 million for digital services, and $34 million for the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies within GSA. One other fund of interest that I'll highlight that's going to really focus on IT programs and projects, OMB is requesting about $35.2 million for what they call their IT Oversight and Reform Fund, ITOR. Now, this will pay for efforts, for instance, like TechStat and PortfolioStat, customer service programs, and data analytics around those IT portfolio management. The administration also will use some of that money for the continuous diagnostics and mitigation implementation program that DHS is running.
I like that ITOR fund. You rearrange it, you've got a riot on your hands. All right, well, Jason, we've talked a lot about the digital services teams over the last month. What did the budget tell us about the plans for those?
I think they came up with several things that are very interesting and really, you know, give us more information than we've had before. First off, the administration is requesting $105 million in 2016 to set up digital services teams within the largest 25 civilian agencies. Mikey Dickerson is the head of the U.S. Digital Service within the Office of Management and Budget. He says the success of his office actually spurred the need to set up these groups across government because the demand is so great.
We found that the single biggest thing that we needed to address was we needed to connect the talent with the demand. And the budget that's proposed today is $105 million broken into pieces across the 25 agencies was kind of the most laser-focused way we could come up with for how to do that. So that is what we're proposing for 2016, is teams that are still relatively small. In no case are we proposing that an agency hire thousands of people and bring in-house a ton of work, which is outsourced today. That's not the idea. Still going to be relatively small, following the model of U.S. Digital Service to date, which came from the healthcare.gov model of 2013, and they will be embedded directly in the agencies where they can get the best traction on the agency's unique challenges, whatever those happen to be.
Now, Schlosser says $105 million equals about 500 new technology experts split up across those 25 agencies. So if I do my math right, Tom, it's about 20 people per agency. So as Dickerson said, not huge teams. Now, Dickerson also says this means his office will see some big changes as well.
We will pivot our attention more to focus on removing barriers that affect across government, things like hiring authority, stuff like that. And we'll also kind of act as an umbrella organization that brings the whole movement together and unifies work which is already in progress with other allies that we have, such as GSA's 18F unit and the program called the Presidential Innovation Fellows. Lots of good effort happening out there already. So this new proposal for a expanded U.S. digital service is meant to kind of capture all of that good energy and scale it and institutionalize it for the future.
But Dickerson says there's still a lot to be determined in terms of how the new digital service team will shake out. That's going to happen, obviously, in 2016. Now, Tom, we've talked about on your show several times how OMB gave agencies an October 1st deadline to set up these teams in 2015. So we're talking about this year, not next year, using a portion of their IT budgets. Now, someone did ask about that on the conference call, and OMB would not confirm that was the guidance, and instead what they ended up doing is just emphasizing that this was a 2016 initiative. One other note that I think is interesting and kind of indirectly related to digital services teams are actually 5 pilots for Idea Labs. Now, that came out in the budget as well. Obama says the goal is to support federal employees with promising ideas and improve agency functions. Those pilots will be at the Departments of Commerce, Education, Treasury, GSA, and the Small Business Administration. All will host these pilots to help create what the White House calls a culture of innovation that yields results.
All right, Jason, and what else stands out? Anything else in the IT budget we should be aware of?
Oh, you know, Tom, I could talk all day. This is like Christmas in February for me, but I'll just highlight a few of them not to bore everyone. I think there's a lot of focus on IT and acquisition. First off, they talked a lot about in the budget the Office of Federal Procurement Policy's category management effort. This is being led really by GSA across the government. The goal is to really help the agencies buy more efficiently by understanding what they're buying, who they're buying it from, and around specific categories such as IT hardware or software or medical supplies. But the bigger issue, the White House is really proposing changes to 2 key small businesses laws. Beth Cobert is OMB's Deputy Director for Management.
One of the proposals is to increase the simplified acquisition threshold from $150,000 to $500,000, which will enable agencies to conduct modest side acquisitions with fewer transaction costs and government unique burdens. We think that is a great way to bring some more companies in the marketplace and make the process easier for contractors and agencies as well. We also have a pilot program around some innovation set-asides at a modest scale that'll help us as well potentially bring in some more innovative companies. And as part of our training and as part of our thinking about requirements, we also want to encourage agencies, and we have, to think about who can really best fulfill those requirements. How do you think about experience outside of the government when it's relevant to use that in making decisions as well?
Cobert didn't say when those proposals would be sent to Congress for consideration. Obviously, we will follow them closely. And speaking of legislative proposals, OMB is trying once again to create a civilian BRAC to improve how the government disposes of federal real property. The White House also wants the authority to reorganize government, another legislative proposal. Once again, the Obama administration is trying to look at the export and trade agencies, including SBA, the Export-Import Bank, and several others, to bring them into one kind of agency that would fall under the Department of Commerce. commerce. Now, finally, there's also a proposal to merge food safety agencies from USDA and FDA using this similar authority. Two other quick notes, Tom. OMB is also asking for about $15 million fund to help push forward cross-agency priority goals. This would be going back to the old Pass the Hat initiative, if you remember that from the eGov days under the Bush administration. The difference here is the Obama administration is actually asking for approval from Congress versus what the Bush administration did was just do it and then deal with the fallout later. There's a ton more we could discuss here, Tom. We do have an agency-by-agency breakdown on federalnewsradio.com, as well as details on a ton of workforce changes in the budget, including a 3.1% pay raise and several other issues. Again, federalnewsradio.com. We have all that information right there for everyone to read.
And Emily Kopp is going to join me in just a couple of minutes to talk about some of those personnel-related issues beyond the 1.3% pay raise. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. I know you were up late working on all this, and I guess it is a little bit like Christmas in February because we're all interested in what the administration is proposing. So thank you for that full report.
My pleasure, Tom.